The winner in the battle to buy the Revel Casino has been determined, but the losing party still won't concede that the war is over. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Federal Bankruptcy Court Judge Gloria Burns approved the sale of the Revel Casino for $110 million after hearing a tale of 23 hours of final bidding. One person testified it was a three-ring circus, with the final blow coming when Brookfield Asset Management bid $110 million, but only if the auction was ended within 6 hours. Florida developer Glenn Straub called foul when he testified in court, saying he never expected an auction and didn't bring his medication, which affected his health.
I think we left Florida at 4 o'clock that morning to make sure we're here at 10 o'clock in the morning, and this is supposed to be just like a small detail to just accept that they had not any offer.
Straub's arguments didn't sway the judge. Former Revel CEO Scott Krieger says the goal was finding the most money for the casino, which was built at a cost of $2.4 billion.
My focus is to find the right person to run Revel in the future and to help Atlantic City grow.
Attorney John Cunningham represented the debtors in the case. He says it's good the facility will be returned to service as a casino.
We're proposing to close within the next 60 days. When they're going to reopen, they have to go through New Jersey gaming approvals and the like. But I would leave, you know, that answer to them on when they're officially going to reopen.
A question that still remains is whether the facility will reopen as Revel or go by another name. The auction included rights to the Revel name, but the winning bidder isn't talking about the future. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.